scene, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
That's Van Halen here on Trail Mix with Jump to start the 7 o'clock hour. Jump indeed. Jump into some long johns, maybe looking at some freezing rain out there, some sleety, some wintry mix, and it's going to hang out throughout the day this breezy, dreary Monday, but still warmer in the high temps than it's been for the last, well, not warmer than it's been the last couple of weeks, holding pretty steady and not going to drop below freezing often or for long here this week. We are steadily trending towards spring. I know we think of spring when that one week hits in March or another one in April, but it's never just spring overnight, and we've got to remember that. If it's spring overnight, because that means it's going to be winter overnight again the next day. I think today is about dealing with it. Gray here with you until 10 o'clock today. We've got local sports games at least tentatively planned at 6 o'clock tonight, both here on WPFP and on our sister station 98Q Country. So be around, though we'll keep you updated on whether those plans change. And frankly, there's not much optimism of outdoor games being played today. But if nothing changes, the schedule will include games at 6. We'll keep you updated about those later on. We're going to start this hour with a look at the life of Pope Francis. Died this weekend, aged 88. He was born Jorge Mario Bergoglio in Buenos Aires. And we'll take a look at his life, a little bit of a highlight reel from one of the most interesting popes, certainly more progressive than many of his predecessors and likely many of his successors. We'll see what's to come. But this hour, I know we'll be a... That's just it. What's coming throughout the day? Who knows? This hour, a look at the Pope's life. That's as certain as we can be for you here. That and the music is coming up next. Here's Moves Like Jagger on Trail Mix.
Looking through my eyes and all on you.
Mix 103.1.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy.
You too here on Trail Mix with Pride. So Pope Francis passed away yesterday at the age of 88. I wanted to take some time here in the early portions of the show to highlight his life. One heck of a pope. Pope Francis was born Jorge Mario Bergoglio back in 1936 in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He was the son of Italian immigrants who left Europe during the rise of fascism under Benito Mussolini. His early life was anything but typical for a future pope. He studied chemistry, he worked as a janitor, and he even worked as a bouncer at a bar. At 21, a moment of confession changed everything for Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He was inspired by a priest, pivoted toward a life of faith, and entered the Jesuit order. He was ordained in 1969, taught theology, and by 1973, he was leading the Jesuits in Argentina during a turbulent era of their past. In the 90s, he clashed with his order over both doctrine and politics. He stepped away from the Jesuit fold and still rose quickly, becoming an auxiliary bishop in 92, Archbishop of Buenos Aires by 1998. He was known for his humility and for his sharp intellect and for his simple living. Even as a cardinal, he took the bus and cooked his own meals. In 2013, following the resignation of Pope Benedict XVI, he made history. Bergoglio became Pope Francis, the first Jesuit pope, the first from the Americas, the first from the Southern Hemisphere, and the first non-European pope in over 1,200 years. He chose his name to honor St. Francis of Assisi, a champion of the poor. As pope, he pushed for more humble, service-driven church, emphasizing mercy, simplicity, and care for the marginalized. He made headlines with his progressive tone on key social issues and even brought the papacy into the digital age, breaking Instagram records with over 1 million followers in just half a day. His only visit to the U.S. came in 2015, where he addressed Congress and the UN and celebrated Mass in New York's Madison Square Garden. Of course, in recent years, health issues took a toll, and after battling respiratory infections, he passed away this weekend at age 88. True to his wishes, Pope Francis will be buried not in St. Peter's Basilica, but outside the Vatican walls at the Basilica of St. Mary Major. A conclave of cardinals will now gather to choose his successor, but Francis's legacy of compassion, humility, and bold leadership will long endure. This has been a brief look back at the life of Jorge Mario Bergoglio, Pope Francis, who passed this weekend. Let's get that look at the weather we bring you once an hour here on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. This is your reminder that we are getting to the time of year where motorcycles are more common. Remember, they are smaller than you and are easily missed, especially in your blind spots. Please also remember to give them plenty of following distance, as they can stop faster than you can, and they have less protection in the event of a collision. Remember, a little bit of extra vigilance could save a life. Once again, please watch for motorcycles when you're driving, as they're beginning to be more common as the weather warms. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
It is going to be breezy with a little light rain and snow this morning. Gradual clearing. The wind will gradually decrease here by later this afternoon with a high in the mid, maybe upper 40s today. Tonight, mostly clear, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking up your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
me.
Sixpence None the Richer here on Trail Mix. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for starting this snowy, sleety, wintry, mixy day with me here. Great with you until 10 o'clock like every weekday on Trail Mix. 6 to 10 a.m. I'm here at 6 a.m. So if you're up and rolling out of bed and the clock still says 6 something or other, tune it to Trail Mix. I will commiserate with you. I will admit today I went on a pretty good rant, and I normally do because people who study history are doing a lot of ranting these days, but don't worry if you can, I'll tell you what, if you think the last thing you'd want to hear is a mini rant on politics for all of 3 minutes, I think you would actually enjoy it. Those rants that I go on, they are appeals to reason. And no, I'm not perfect. I am not reasonable even most of the time, but I do a lot of hard thinking, and I really want to measure my thoughts against those of other hard thinkers. So, hey, check me out in the beginning, in the 6 o'clock hour. I keep it quiet because I know there are fewer of you there during the 6 o'clock hour than normal, but, man, if you look around at current events, at the news, at the country in general, and you think, man, there's a lot to be done here. We're off the mark. And no, I don't mean, man, if there's too many immigrants in this country, and I don't mean, man, if President Trump just makes you mad. No. How about if you're tired of people pretending there's no nuance and you're tired of absolutes? You know, if you're tired of news articles that are telling you how to feel so that you'll click on them and give them ad views, join me in the 6 o'clock hour. It's time to figure out how to actually make some forward steps, and I want your help to do that. It won't be us to actually make the steps, but some conversation is called for. Join me in the 6 o'clock hour here on The Morning Show. And stay tuned. 3 more songs from now, the Sorta Sports Report. Normally, I would have been gone by now like a minute and a half ago, but I don't know. I just wanted to kind of harp on that history in the morning thing, kind of, because I'll keep it there. I'll keep it in the morning so I'm not stepping on people's toes, but come find me. And if you'd rather I do that during the 7 o'clock hour, tell me by texting me through the Civic Media app. Michael Cimbello is up next, and Sorta Sports, 3 songs from now.
Trail Mix 103.1. Don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
Billie Jean here on Trail Mix. Michael Jackson, of course, following Fleetwood Mac with The Chain. Well, the 8 o'clock hour is football hour. We talk sports pretty heavily, and frankly, I don't even know what's coming during the 8 o'clock hour because it's still that early in the day. I haven't really looked yet, but I will have sports that hour, which is why this hour is sort of sports, sports-ish info, things that are sports relevant, but no scores or anything like that. In fact, we're kicking it off with college football today, where Deion Sanders has proven that he is still Deion Sanders. Man, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Deion is retiring the jersey numbers of Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders, upcoming NFL rookies, one of whom is his son, of course. And Travis Sanders is like one of the generational college players of all time, but he might totally whiff in the NFL. It's a big honor to have your jersey number retired, but not everybody is cheering, including some former Colorado players, especially from the 1990 National Championship team, which they say that this overshadows their legacy. Deion seems genuinely confused by the backlash and said, quote, "This is the first time I ever seen it soar," he said. "I don't know if you know it, but I think every jersey I darn near played in is retired." So there's Deion Sanders comparing his son and Travis Hunter to himself when they've never taken a when they've never taken a snap in the NFL. I think he might truly not get it that retiring his jersey is an honorable thing because of how well he did in the pros. Like, college players that have their jersey numbers retired, I'm sure it's happened where it happened before they were in the NFL or where they didn't have much success in the NFL, but in most cases that happens in the middle of some decent NFL success that calls some attention to the alma mater. I don't know. That's Dion, though, confident and unbothered, and that's it. On to the NHL, a little history in the making. Alex Ovechkin broke Wayne Gretzky's all-time scoring record this year, which solidifies his place among all-time greats. But if you thought this would be his last season, think again. Ovi's 40 next season, but he made it a clear promise in a pregame interview, quote, "I'm not retiring." He's still got a year left on his contract with the Caps, and clearly he's not done chasing greatness either. He'll push that record even further. Speaking of the NHL, we'll finish the Sword of Sports report with other players making news, not just Ovechkin, and in fact not players, but the league itself has brought in over 23 million fans, making the third straight year of record-setting attendance. Excuse me. Across all 32 teams, arenas averaged nearly 97% full, which is an incredible stat for any league, let alone the National Hockey League. The Montreal Canadiens, 41 straight sold-out home games. The Stadium Series game at MetLife Stadium, packed. Hockey is on the rise. If you can buy stock in hockey, if you know of a way, tell me what it is. Check out the weather coming up next on Trail Mix. Full sports report after 8 o'clock.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It is going to be breezy with a little light rain and snow this morning. Gradual clearing. The wind will gradually decrease here by later this afternoon with a high in the mid, maybe upper 40s today. Tonight, mostly clear, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Smile on a dog. What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up, and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause there's you and me, and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me, and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. Just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words. You got my head spinning. I don't know where to go from here. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to prove. And that's you and me, and all other people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. There's something about you now I can't quite figure out. Everything she does is beautiful. Everything she does is right. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me, and all other people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. And all other people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me, and all other people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. And in what month? This clock never seems so alive.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh.